Good man, Oshin. Cheers. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, we're getting down to the serious stuff now because the league's starting on Sunday against Cork. Before we look at that game, how would you assess the McKenna Cup? Will Jim McGuinness be happy with how the team performed and the work that was done over the course of those four games?
Yeah, I think from the outside looking in, I would assume he'd be happy with where he's what he's learned from a squad. I don't think he would have set out at the start of the year, listen, we'll go out and win a McKenna Cup here. So he'd not be overly disappointed when you see the personnel that were on the McKenna Cup final against Derry there. So he'll have learned enough about his squad, he'll have got work in. As I says, I was listening to Jim talking on Devenny's programme on Monday night there, and he says they trialed a good few things and will probably narrow that focus down to two or three things during the league. So he'll have learned plenty about that group because that's a new group to Jim. So he'll be happy coming out of it.
Yeah, he said to Brendan as well during that interview that Donegal's third tier. Would you agree with that, would you?
Yeah, I listened. I was actually interested in to hear, and the reality of it is, we're sitting in Division Two, had a terrible year last year, and it backs it up. The facts back up what Jim's saying in terms of, I would probably say we're at the bottom of tier two, maybe shifting in if we continue the slide we're on, shifting into tier three. But the thing about it is we still have the quality to move up and to get in around that bracket where the likes of a Tyrone or Derry are sitting. I always believe that, we have the players and we'll produce the players. It's just get them on the one wavelength to compete.
Donegal have four home games out of their seven, which is favourable in Division Two. Won all those four matches, you're in with a shout, obviously. But is it key for the progression of this group and maybe to go up a tier, Eamon, that they get promotion out of Division Two?
If you asked me that 3 years ago, 4 years ago, before the split season, I would have says it's definitely Division One is the place you go. But we've seen last year in the first season of the split season, Dublin have went on and won the All Ireland, where they've timed it right. And although they have Leinster and they can have the luxury of that there, we can still move towards looking at the All Ireland series and maybe getting some because that's where we fall down this last few years. So it's really about getting that balance. Do you really have to be in Division Two to perform in the All Ireland series? And that's what it's all about. Do you have to be in Division One or Division Two? So we'll see. And Jim and Colm and Neil and the lads will make that decision. Will have made that decision fairly early on in the season.
Ulster Championship or All-Ireland Series, Eamon?
Probably one of the few times I've disagreed with Jim now is that he still places an emphasis on the provincial, just listening the last day, the provincial championships. And for me, it's all about the All Ireland series. I don't believe the provincials carry the same weight. And I get where Jim's coming from because we all strived and we all, really worked hard to get there, to get back to the top of the pile in Ulster, but that's not where it's at anymore. And I think it's not fair in teams that you have a head start based on your geographical location in Ireland. And that's the reality for someone and for players in Dublin, for the players in Kerry, that they immediately go into the All Ireland series with a head start because of where they're from. And I don't believe that that's fair. And I think we should move on past them and still keep them in the calendar, but don't link them to the All Ireland series. But for me, to answer your question, the All Ireland series is where it's at. We haven't got the semi final, haven't got a final since 2014. So that's where we need to be. And once you're in and around the conversation in the semi finals, that's when you can, we talk about the tiers. That's when you're in the top tier and you're in amongst the big boys.
Yeah. Well, as we prepare for Ulster against Derry in that opener towards the end of April, I mean, listen, a good solid league campaign and being contention at the top is without doubt going to be beneficial.
Well, like as long as you're competing, no one's going to go out and say, listen, we're just going to treat the league with total disdain. There's, it's just about how you, the atmosphere you create and the environment you create. And, you know, by all accounts, Dublin timed it well. You know, they didn't go too full on until the right season, and then they knew the right time to kick on. And that's what I'd say Donegal will, they'll know there's enough in that squad, enough quality in that squad to get to Division One. Whether how much they bring out of the group is the question. Do you save a wee bit for later on the year, or do you just go all out, get to Division One, and maybe plan ahead then for 2025? But you know, we'll look to compete. We'll look to definitely be in the conversation for promotion at the end of the league.
Yeah, well, that starts on Sunday at McCool Park, Donegal against Cork. 1:45 is the start time. Full live match commentary here in Highland. Just in relation to the other Northwest counties, Eamon, obviously you keep a close track as what's going on there. And listen, Kerry against Derry, such a big game on Saturday evening to start things off down in Munster.
Ah, yeah, it's a big game. Surely, it's a one Mickey Hart and Horst Evelyn will look forward to immensely. Now, I'm looking at the Kerry. There seem to be a few injuries now, and it'll be just interesting to see what the Maharal lads do. Like, do they obviously they're not going to be looking at game time, but do they join up with the group and, you know, lift? They'll get a lift when they eventually do join up with the group. They'll give the squad a good lift, and it'll be just interesting to see how Derry get on down there. I'm predicting a Kerry one because of just where Derry are at the minute, but it's the big game of the weekend, all right?
Is Mickey Hart the right addition to have in Derry if they are going to take the next step instead of becoming All-Ireland semi-finalists to go to the top of the tree?
I think he's a brilliant addition for Derry. Now, you can question the way things went in terms of the conversations he's had with Loud looking forward to 2024 and the way he left them. I would imagine there's not a lot of people happy with him down in Loud and around the panel, but for Derry, they'd be delighted to have him because he's a competitor. He knows how to get the best out of lads. And he has a shrewd man and along with him with Devlin. So it's a good addition. It's a great addition for Derry, and it's one that they need someone that's been in the conversation before about All Ireland. They need to be pushing on now. They've put in their base, they've put in their work with Rory and the lads, and now it's about kicking on and getting over the line and challenging for an All Ireland. And you know, there's no better man than Mickey Hart to do that.
Yep. What about Tyrone? Where do you see them that in 2014? It's early stages yet, but they've lost another couple of players in the close season. They tried out a number of young players in the Dr. McKenna Cup. It's very hard to judge Tyrone in a league performance because they could be on the verge of relegation and then they could find themselves in an All-Ireland final. Eamon?
Yeah, the way it is of Tyrone is that they normally give a bad result and then we'll all write them off and say they're finished, and then they turn around and prove us all wrong. And they're just such a hard team to get a judge on now. It's difficult to make a call on them because they've lost a lot of players, yes, and not everything seems to be gelling as well and that camp. But this is from the outside. Maybe this is nonsense, but this is me making a call from the outside now. But they've also won an under-21 All-Ireland Championship. I think it was 2 years ago. So there's players coming through. They've the Canavans, and they've a good group coming through there. So we can say things are going bad now, but there's potential there to maintain what Tyrone are at. So, you know, until we see them throughout the league and maybe even later, we won't know where they're truly at.
Yep. Just finally then, how valued do you think the league system is currently, Eamon, for the likes? Obviously, you mentioned about Donegal, and it's not the be-all and end-all if you're not in Division 1, but do the rest of the big counties still hold it so valuable, the likes of the Kerrys and obviously the Dublins, and then you can add in maybe the Armaghs in Division 2, not forgetting Galway and Mayo as well. Is it still a valued competition?
It's our best competition now, but in terms of preparation for the All-Ireland, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. We're going off one season from last year. The split season has changed the dynamic so much in terms of the season is now so condensed to realize when the league finishes up, you're straight into championship. You don't have that block now that you can maybe tinker and with certain aspects of your game plan, you can do a block of conditioning where you can just really, really go at it. You don't have that anymore. So I would imagine that the league will have a different focus for many teams. I don't think, I think what we'll eventually learn going forward is it's not the be end and be all, is that you don't have to be in Division One. As long as you're up about Division One, Division Two, and you're in that All Ireland series for later in the year, that's when it matters, and that's when teams will be prepping their panels for.
Yeah, just finally then, do you expect Donegal to beat Cork on Sunday in Balbuffet?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things Jim will quietly be hoping not come out and say it publicly now, but I think the Balbuffet record is something that he'll want to get back. You know, I think that's something that's really, really important, that teams fear coming to Balbuffet. And it's something that we should be, any game that we should be going out to, go all out to win it. And I think Donegal will have enough about them to do that on Sunday.
Okay, Eamon McGee, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on the Scoreboard.
Cheers, Ashton.